Imagine you were with a lover who made no decisions sexually at all. So you were laying there, he never initiated, so you'd have to go, do you want sex? And he went, yeah, if you do. So does that turn you on or not? Okay. Now, notice we're starting already into the foothills of BDSM here. Because what you want from him...
Take me, baby.
Exactly. Right? That's it. So that's BDSM. What you just expressed is the healthy version, which men and women want at times. They want to be taken. They want to be ravished. They want to be... Sometimes any particular individual wants to ravish, and sometimes any particular individual wants to be ravished, right? And that's an artful matter, again, how often, which, when, you know, if you switch that back and forth within one lovemaking session, whether you keep it kind of equal for a session, or whether you go for a month with one person really dominant, then a month with, I mean, it's all very artful. If you're not living it artfully, especially, let me put it this way, if a woman isn't being taken enough, she begins to develop pathological fantasies that either result in her fantasizing about being taken in not necessarily healthy ways, which she might even live out in abusive relationships, or she projects that and becomes the taker because she's not being taken fully and she puts it out, keeps it safe outside of her so she doesn't have to experience it. If, as a child, for instance, if your father was abusive towards you, even in a slightly emotional way, and then a man in your life enters the same energetic pattern that your father had, you might immediately put up the boundaries where he'd want to be saying, I want you, baby, but he's getting the signals of yikes because of your father history, okay? So the resistance to him taking you because of an issue with your father will result in you not being fulfilled by being taken fully and him not being fulfilled in being able to love you fully by taking you. So you'll both be partially given and partially received because you're holding back, both of you. Now, if that goes on long enough, a couple years, year after year, that's when you start bringing in the whips and the leather and the games and the rituals and the lifestyles and partners and clubs, and it becomes like, you know, you might as well be a NASCAR fan. You know, it becomes a huge, it's like a, you know, yeah, but I mean, not in a negative way. It's a thing that you're into because you're not living it fully. The way that, in a sense, should be, and I don't want to like impose a should on you, but I'm trying to speak kind of poetically here, is in a naturalistic way, you're BDSMing each other all day, off and on, in very gentle and loving ways. So, you know, you're in the kitchen, and you're, I don't know, I'm just making this up, of course, but let's say you're in the kitchen and you're chopping vegetables or something, and your man walks in, it could be your woman, so your man walks in and walks behind you and just kind of like takes you, you know, just right against, you know, while you're chopping vegetables, and there's a little thrill, you know that feeling? That's BDSM. Now, if you don't do that regularly, like daily, just those little, then you're chopping vegetables like, you better fucking hug me this time. And suddenly you're ready to beat the crap out of him. And he wants you to beat the crap out of him, so chop that vegetable. And so, you know, now he's like, honey, I've been thinking, there's a club down the street, and maybe if we go there, you know, you'll yell at me, or I'll get a woman to yell at me, you know, whatever the thing it develops into. Whereas really all it was he could have just taken you while you were chopping the vegetables. You'd have had your moment of delight of being ravished. I don't mean he's not entering you sexually necessarily. I'm just talking really just squeezing you. You'd have that moment of kind of being taken and ravished. It could really be a 3 second, but full. You're like, oh, you can even come. You know, really. Just, oh. And then he's like, baby, I'll be back later. And you're like, you know, so the BDSM thing is that's the root of it. So what happens then if people...
For information about books, recordings, and upcoming live events with David Data, please visit data.info. That's DEIDA.info.